It's no secret that Jesus was looked down upon. Our story in Luke 14 puts Jesus addressing an invitation to a celebration at the house of a prominent Pharisee. Although this meal did not find a plant by the elite and the Pharisees in the throng of people on the invitation list, Jesus stood up to address healing of a sick man with swelling of his arms and legs, and this was on the Sabbath. Unlike the first service message, we will focus on the humility of Jesus' teaching in this passage. This is in contrast to our secular words teaching at this time and in the time this scripture was written. Our secular world encourages us to go, get what you are after, be successful, be a somebody, be outstanding, force others by the wayside to attain your success. Success is accomplished by pushing, fighting our way to the top, and working hard and standing out above your peers at anyone's expense. This is pride. So let's talk about pride, a concept which is totally opposite to Jesus' humble teaching. In James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord, and God will lift you up. On one hand is pride, and on the other is humility. What about this problem of pride? The world revolves around me. Jesus pointed out the poison of pride. This night, Jesus was being watched by all the wrong reasons in this religious leader's home. Nonetheless, Jesus was teaching for the benefit of those who understood his message. A song of my generation expresses vanity and pride. Carly Simon wrote, "You're so vain." Although she never revealed who it was she was talking about, it is thought that she was dating Warren Beatty, who dumped her around the same time this song hit the charts. And Warren called her to thank her for writing about him. "You're so vain." Pride and vanity lurk just below the surface of our life, and you may not even be aware of it until it is brought to your attention. Pride before a fall. This is seen in the devil himself before the creation of the world. Satan was a beautiful angel named Lucifer. Pride and ambition took over his personality to rebelling against the Most High God. In Isaiah 14:12-15, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. Mighty though you were against the nations of the world, you said to yourself, 'I will ascend to heaven and rule the angels. I will take the highest throne. I will reside on the Mount of Assembly, far, far away in the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High.' But instead, you will be brought down to the pit, down to the lowest depths." He wanted to be his own little God, indicating he was moving on up. God expelled him out of heaven. Lucifer, a beautiful angel, exalted himself and tried to misplace himself above God. In the Garden of Eden, Satan said to Eve, "If you eat that fruit, you will be like God, moving on up." Eve swallowed it. They were removed from the beautiful, perfect environment of the Garden of Eden. We today still believe the threats to our own spiritual development. I have a question. Have you ever heard a person asking, with energy and direction, "How could I be more humble?" Most often, the energetic question is, "How can I succeed? What is the way up to the top?" Books on Amazon, in case you're interested, are one of them is, a how-to book, how to stay humble when you're smarter than everybody else, or the know-it-all, or one's humble quest to become the smartest person in the world. The Bible speaks of humility over and over. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit retain honor. True humility is seeing yourself as God sees you. I point out, humility is not having a poor image and thinking that you're a doormat. It is having an honest evaluation of who you are as Christ describes you. On one hand, I am a sinner, yet I am a child of God. Humility found in the balance between those two poles, these two realities, are where we work. Paul shares this thought, I want to do good things, but do not do them. And the bad things we truly don't want to do, I do them. Paul also knows the balance as he writes about, we are deeply loved as children of God, heirs of God through Christ. Paul is not confused. Also be assured, we can understand, we also can try for the balance between the two. Sometimes a simple child's story can teach the big kids too. The wee donkey that carried Christ on Palm Sunday was overjoyed to be chosen. He held his head high as he entered the city. He enjoyed all of the songs of praise and enjoyed walking on the softness of the palms underneath his hooves. Oh, wow, he relished the attention directed toward him. A week later, the wee donkey wanted to enjoy that praise all over again, so he pranced out to retrace his steps. This time, the people didn't pay any attention to him. Where were the palm branches? Where were the songs? Don't you know who I am? The people who heard him threw rocks instead. The donkey neared the city of Jerusalem and said, where are the songs and the praise for me? Don't you remember me? In the city, no one paid any attention to him. They just shooed him away from the stalls and in the street. The wee donkey went home, dejected and humiliated. When his mother saw him, she said, foolish child, don't you know without Jesus, you are nothing? Would that be true of us? Without Jesus, we are nothing, but in Christ, we can do all things. True humility is relieved by how I treat others. It's not a ribbon or a medal. The only way to reveal your humility is if you treat others more highly than yourself. Scripture invites us, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility. Consider others better than yourself. Be in the very nature of God, in the form of a servant. We look at the night before Christ was crucified as the disciples were too full of pride to perform the slave's job of washing feet. Jesus was humbled and went to the disciples and washed their dirty, dusty, stinking feet. Jesus was humbled and obedient unto death, became as a criminal. God highly exalted Jesus, giving Christ a name above all names. The way down is up, and the way up is down. Treat others with respect and kindness. Humility is refined through adversity. When God sees us getting a little proud, God allows some humbling. Paul knew to keep me from becoming conceited, he was given thorns in his flesh. God allowed Paul to suffer some ailment to keep him humble. Possibly God still does that today. A story about a pastor who was invited to receive a prestigious award. Sitting outside the hall, he was all dressed in his finest black suit, and just a moment before being called, he thought about how important he'd become. While he was in college, no one even knew him. He washed dishes in the cafeteria to help him pay for his schooling. "They know who I am today." He was feeling really good about himself. And at just that moment, splat, a bird flew overhead and covered him with droppings all over his shoulder, the shoulder of his nice new black suit. For a moment he was horrified. Then he began to laugh as he realized that moment that he was full of pride. To this day, he thinks God sent that bird to give him a little humility. Well, has God been sending you a little splat? Have you been going through a period of adversity or struggle? Maybe God is trying to teach you some humility. When trouble comes, you can become better in your understanding. I hope this cute little story has some resonance for you. Once said, "Pride is the only disease that makes everyone except the person who has it sick." My last question to myself and to you is, where will you sit today?